It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute. What will you be doing 10 years from now? 20 years? Will you be able to send your children to college? Will you ever be able to retire? Have you done anything to make your future secure? If not, don't wait a day longer. Start now to invest regularly in United States savings bonds. Savings bonds are a good investment. 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity, and the privilege of holding maturing bonds for an additional 10 years at the same rate. What's more, your bonds are fully guaranteed against loss, theft, or destruction. There's no safer investment in the world. So join the payroll savings plan where you work. Your employer will set aside from your paycheck whatever amount you choose and automatically invest it in United States savings bonds for you. This is money you never see, hence never miss. If you are self-employed, join the bond a month plan at your bank. Either way, invest regularly in United States savings bonds starting today. Big business is a fascinating thing to watch. Right now, for instance, just listen to big business on the telephone.
Right, Johnson. Those are my instructions in their entirety. Get at it right away and don't forget what I told you. Whenever there's a board meeting at the post, be sure you're there. Get everything lined up like I told you, and be sure you hit the nail right on the head. That is all.
Who was that, McGee?
The carpenter for the hobby show. I don't want any sloppy booths. With boards not meeting and overlapping posts like they had that last time.
Oh.
As long as I'm chairman, this hobby show is going to be run right. The men who elected me to this office of high trust have shown faith in me. And, hey, did you get a paper? The early edition, the editor said there'd be
it's
something.
It's in there, right on the front page.
Good.
See?
Mm-hmm.
It says, Elks Hobby Show facilities expanded this year.
Mm-hmm.
Still room for one more man or woman with interesting hobby to display. Contact hobby show chairman, Fibber McGee, at 8 p.m. tonight at Elks Hall.
Good. Now, about that...
Why did you put room for one more when all we have so far is three entries for this show and umpteen dozen prizes to give out? We'll need 100 more if you're going to make this hobby show look like anything.
Psychology, my dear. Psychology. If I admitted in the papers that we're in a jam and need hobbyists like crazy, they'd be charging us instead of us charging them a buck apiece to enter the show.
Well, with the show scheduled to open tomorrow, I hope people
will... Don't you worry, I'm not worried. That announcement in the paper and the one on the radio...
Radio?
Marty Daugherty's Platter Party. Marty's a fellow elk, too, you know. All of us elks are brothers under the skin.
Well, there's one man who gets under mine, Marty Daugherty.
Hmm?
He may be a brother elk, but he sounds more like a hyena.
What you mean?
Have you heard that silly laugh of his?
Huh?
Well, good afternoon, folks. This is your friendly old disc jockey, Marty Daugherty. Hasn't even started his program, and he's hysterical already.
Well, elk or hyena, if he can laugh us up some hobby show entries by 8 o'clock tonight, that's all I'm interested in. Now, about those prizes, I figure that if... Get the door, will you, my dear? As chairman of this show, I have 1,000 problems on my mind.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Come in. Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly. And good morning to you, bird brain. Hummingbird, that is.
I'm too busy to see anyone right now, Molly. Take the message for me, will you? I've got a million things.
Oh, don't hi-hat me, stupid. This is no stranger you're impressing with your new importance. This is Fatso. I mean, Dr. Gamble.
Well, what do you want, Fatso?
I'm here to do you a favor and enter the Elks Hobby Show in answer to your plea in today's paper.
What do you mean, plea? There happens to be one booth still open, yes, but you're wasting your time, skin stabber. We don't accept the type of needlework you do, so take your hypodermic...
I am not here with needlework. I'm entering my painting.
Oh, wonderful, Doctor. The art show the other night was just great. Your painting...
I guess we can accept his hobby, Molly. Although how anybody can understand them crazy mixed-up paints you smear on them boards, messmakers, more than...
I don't expect you to understand them. I paint for people, not baboons.
Who says I'm a baboon? I don't see how anybody can understand
that. All right. Now, if you two boys will break and go to a neutral corner and stay there, maybe we'll get this hobby show on the road.
Well, he said...
I did not.
You didn't even hear what I said you said yet.
Well, I didn't.
Take the man's information and his buck, Molly. I got work to do.
All right, Doctor. If you'll just fill out your form...
Huh. His form fills out any further, he'll explode.
McGee. You've got work to do.
Well, he makes me sick.
Okay, there's the blank, and here's my dollar, Molly. And save me a big booth.
What else? With your size, Fatso, you
McGee,
couldn't...
McGee, now stop it. You've got plenty to do before we go over to the Elks Club tonight to take the entries.
Oh, incidentally, Molly, if I pay another dollar, can I enter another hobby?
I don't see why not. Do you, McGee?
No, of course not.
All right. Here's a buck. I'll fill out another blank. This is an old hobby of mine. I think it'll be pretty popular with everybody by the time the show's over.
Do you? What is it?
Well, here's the blank. I'm going to demonstrate this hobby tomorrow night, and I predict it'll catch on like wildfire. So long, kids.
What's the hobby that's going to be so popular by the time the show's over? What's it say?
It says, poking McGee in the nose.
What? Boy, that big blob of blubber.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. If you're of teenage or up, a loyal American, male or female, your country needs you in the Civilian Ground Observer Corps. You've heard the radio broadcasts, seen the pictures, you know the facts. You know what a single H-bomb dropped in any metropolitan area could do. And today's long-range bombers have made intercontinental war possible. Enemy planes based on the other side of the world could reach the United States in a matter of hours. Radar can help detect them, but there are dangerous gaps through which low-flying planes can penetrate without detection. To fill out our detection system, civilian personnel is needed, particularly along the east and west coasts and in the northern states. Skywatching is not a game, it's a necessary precaution. The Ground Observer Corps is now operating on a 24-hour-a-day basis and needs at least 200,000 volunteers to contribute a few hours of their spare time to this vital work. Will you volunteer? Get in touch with your local Civilian Defense Center at once.
I never saw it. Please, everyone, please. Now just line up there. I'll take you and your hobbies one at a time.
Let me through, please. Here, let me through. One side, please. Oh.
Am I glad you got here, kiddo. I can't do a thing with this mob.
Sure, I have this boat I built in this bottle.
Now, one minute. We'll get to you. We'll get to Olive if you'll just...
Let me handle this, McGee. Huh? All right, folks. All right. Now, quiet, everyone. Quiet! There, now that's better.
Who was that?
That's my dog, sir. You see, I'm here with my hobby of dog obedience.
Can't you make him stop yelling like that? Hey, what kind of...
I think it would help, sir, if you got off his foot.
What? Oh. Well, let's take you first and get that monster out of here. You got an entry blank, Molly?
All set. Name?
Rover.
No, she means your name.
That is my name. Rover. Harold Rover.
Oh.
You didn't think I'd name a beautiful pedigreed Dalmatian like this Rover, did you?
No, I guess not.
What is his name?
Spot.
Oh. Now, Mr. Rover, you wish to enter your hobby of dog obedience. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Training dogs has been my hobby for years. I can make them do just about anything you can think of. Sit up, beg, roll over. You just name it.
That's fine. Now, you just give my secretary your dollar and your entry fee.
Would you like to see him play dead?
Well, there are a lot of people in line
waiting.
It'll
only take a minute. Now, watch. Spot. Play dead. Come on, Spot. Come on. Come on. Play dead. Attaboy. Come on. Come on. Play dead. You can do it. Come on.
Oh, dear.
Look, Rover, you and Spot
better
go home.
Spot, are you listening to me?
Well, why don't you...
Play dead, you hear me? Spot, you come back here. Spot. Oh, darn that dog. Here, Spot. I'll grab him, somebody.
Next.
I make boats and glass bottles.
I'm sorry, Buster, but you'll have to get back in line. We won't get a thing done if everyone keeps running up and down.
Well, this is a very interesting hobby.
I'm sure everyone's hobby is interesting. Now, this lady with the parrot on her head is next. So if you'll all just...
As we can go, folks. How are you coming, kiddo?
Well, I just want to get a few more application forms. Be ready for the next one in a minute. Now, stay in line, folks.
Yeah, don't crowd. We'll get to all of you in due time.
Oh, darn. Will somebody please come up and get this alligator? He's here again.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Rufus, you chewed your leash again. You're so unruly today, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Well, let's take her next. I'm sick of tripping over this reject from Mogambo anyway.
Sir, do you mind if we take this lady with the alligator next?
No, go ahead, but hurry, please. At 9 o'clock, these 30 clocks of mine go off again, and people have been passing threatening notes to me down the line. I can't be held responsible.
Now, don't worry, Buster, don't worry. We'll have you out of here before 9.
Now, madam.
Just a minute. If you can take her, why can't you take me and my boat in a bottle?
Oh, it's him again. Sir, you were told unless you're in line, we cannot take you. Now...
Yeah, now, come on, Buster. I'll put you in a nice spot back there, and you'll be back up in front in no time at all.
Goodness, you two are having your troubles, aren't you?
Yes. Now, madam, your name, please.
I'll handle it, Molly. Now, madam, your name, please.
Van Rimpel is my name. Eloise Van Rimpel III.
Oh, okay. You got me a little baffled on your hobby, though, sis. With that alligator on a leash and the fishbowl under your arm, do you collect tropical fish?
Oh, no. The fishbowl is full of lobsters, sir.
Lobsters?
Yes. Yes, I collect shaving mugs.
Shaving mugs?
Yes.
Well, what about the alligator here?
Oh, Rufus is just a pet. Been with the family for years.
But the fishbowl, full of lobsters.
Oh, that's his dinner. Rufus just loves lobsters, you see. And
there they go! I told you to get me out of here before 9 o'clock.
Oh, what the hell?
9 o'clock already.
Oh, for the
no wonder he's been so fidgety. Poor little Rufus is hungry. Come, Rufus. Mama will fix you some lobster, Newbert.
This is ridiculous. Who's next here?
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dinah Shore, and I'm here to tell you a little about our twice-weekly radio program on most of these NBC stations. We're on every Tuesday and Friday evening, you know, and we do our best to crowd each of our 15-minute programs with real entertainment. Believe me, it's lots of fun trading words and music with our talented music master, Frank Duvall. And we're also proud and glad to have the very popular and mellow-voiced Art Baker as a permanent member of our radio family. Every once in a while, a surprise guest drops in to see us. It may be one of your top vocal or Hollywood favorites. It may be a new voice discovery on the way to stardom. And, of course, I'll always try to sing the songs that I think you'll want to hear. Old songs, new songs, bright songs, blue songs. Hey, what do you know? I'm a poet. But all poetry aside, why not make it a regular date to listen to our Dinah Shore show every Tuesday and Friday evening on the NBC Radio Network. We'd love to have you with us.
Well, Molly, that's it. You know, we must have over 100 entries for that hobby show tomorrow.
Yes, and am I tired?
Yeah, me too.
Turn out the lights and let's lock up the club. Oh, wait. Look. Look over there. Asleep in a chair.
Oh, my gosh. The guy with the ship in the bottle.
The poor man never got a chance to register.
Oh, well, I'll wake him up and let him register right now. Hey, Bud.
Yeah.
Hey, Buster.
Huh? Somebody call me, huh?
Yeah, it's your turn, Bud. You want to register your hobby?
Do I? Yes, sir. My hobby's making ships and...
Oh, dear.
Never mind.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Bill Thompson as the man with the clocks, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Jack Moyles as the captain, Jack Crucian as the dog trainer, and Natalie Masters as Mrs. Van Rimpel. This is John Wald reminding you to be sure to attend a big hobby show at the Wistful Vista Elks Club tomorrow night. Or if you can't be there, listen on your radio to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Follow the Senate committee hearing tonight on the NBC Radio Network.